From the studios of Books in Motion, this is Rebecca Cook, reading Immortals, the Redeeming, by Jennifer Ashley. Now let's begin with Immortals, the Redeeming, Chapter 1. Los Angeles, September. Samantha hated being demon bait. She sat at a high table near the bar in Merrick's Demon Club, wearing a form-hugging short black dress, black thigh-high stockings, and 4-inch heels she had to practice walking in. It had been her job for the last 2 weeks to perch on a high stool, cross her long legs, and wait for Merrick, or one of his demons, to offer her the illegal drug Mind Glow. So far, no one had pushed her to do anything more than order a second martini. Tonight was typical for Merrick's. Every table was full, the Venice Beach clientele waiting eagerly for the demons to come in and choose their marks for the night. A few people sat alone at the bar, one of them a man with hunched shoulders who stared down the line of empty shot glasses in front of him. At 11 o'clock, the demons strolled out of the back rooms. They were beautiful and sensual, greeting guests with smiles filled with promise. Samantha felt their auras like dark purple smoke as they touched their victims, those whose life essences they would taste that night. Laws in all states said that demons had to have humans' permission to feed on their life essence, that elusive substance that made a being alive rather than a collection of biological parts. Like the laws that kept vampires from draining their victims dry, likewise, demons could not siphon off all life essence and leave a person dead. Demons constantly sought ways around the permission clause, and the black market for life essence was huge and profitable. Hence Mind Glow.